We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Thank you, Jerry. Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline early on this Friday morning at WCCO with Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm excited for you because I can't imagine what it was when you spoke to those students at Sacred Heart Greenwich.
That was fabulous. I got to talk to some of the young ladies at the school I went to for my own high school. And I'm excited for them because I think our country needs that next generation to really reinvigorate our country and help to solve a lot of the problems that we're all struggling with right now.
You know, it's interesting, Margaret, all your great success, well-earned, by the way, because I know you're a hard worker, but I would say this, isn't there something special when your school asked you to speak? I mean, as humbling as it is, and you go back to your roots, and these are just kids that are just anxious to learn about what's going to happen next for them, and they say, hey, Margaret, please come talk to them.
I know, and they ask you for life advice, and you're like, hey, I'm just trying to figure out my own life right now. I'm not that wise. But, no, it is great, and so many of them will be first-time voters, so talking about, you know, what to focus on and who to trust and getting good information sources at a time of such stress was what I spent a lot of time on.
Did you bring up Mary McNamee Brennan regarding when she voted for the first time in 1924?
Oh, shoot. No, I wish I had. That would have been a great idea. I didn't.
Yeah, that's a great story. And, of course, that's in your family. But that's pretty good research to find out who made that first vote. I think we should all do that.
You know, it was a lot of fun on that project for the 19th Amendment, the 100-year anniversary of it, to go back and try to find that first woman voter in my family. It's not easy. Not every state has those election records active and searchable, but I had some help on the CBS team doing that.
Yeah, very cool. I remember when my mom and dad, after votes, would talk about it when we were kids, and they didn't always vote the same. That would always lead to some really interesting conversations, which actually I look back now and enjoyed those, but I don't know if they enjoyed them so much at the time when they disagreed politically. Hey, I got to ask you about a couple of things, obviously, and one of those things is the president's comments yesterday regarding the peaceful transfer of power. Now we've had some reaction from not only the Democrats, which you would expect, but also Republicans. What's the status of that? What are they saying?
Well, if you read between the lines, what they're saying is pay attention to what he does, not what he says. A lot of reassurances that the mechanisms and institutions of our democracy will force a transition no matter what Donald Trump says regarding his opposition to a transfer. What the president does seem to be leaning into is this idea that the outcome of the election itself could be confusing and it could be contested. And many of us in the news business are preparing for what could be a very messy November. And in fact, if you look at a number of states, the parties are actually trying to figure out, you know, can they change when they begin tallying up those mail-in votes, since they're likely to have more mail-in votes than in years past? When will we know the outcome of those versus when people physically go to the polls on November 3rd? So this is going to be complicated. Voting in a pandemic is not easy. And we know that both campaigns are lawyering up in anticipation of some questions about votes. But the kind of widespread voter fraud that the president keeps referring to is not backed up by fact. And his own FBI director testified to that this week, saying they are not seeing foreign interference with mail-in voting.
You know, on another subject, of course, we're all thinking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg this week again, and yesterday for sure again. And it was on this day in 1981, ironically, that Sandra Day O'Connor became the first female justice on the Supreme Court back in 1981. 81. But there's been conversation this week, even I've been involved in a couple, where people are wondering about term limits for justices. Is that a legitimate issue? Will that arise? What do you think?
I haven't heard that. There's a lot of speculation about potential changes to the makeup of the court that, you know, some Democratic candidates, when we were in the primaries, were talking about. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, if you remember, talked about trying to expand the number of justices on the court, for example. There's also been talk about changing voting procedures in Congress when it comes to confirmations, et cetera, beyond what has already changed in 2013 and 2017. So there's a lot of talk about changing things regarding the court, but I haven't seen real momentum behind it. And we'll talk this week with Senator Chris Coons, one of the Biden supporters, the Democratic senator from Delaware, about what he plans, because he'll be one of the questioners of this nominee, whoever she is. And we do anticipate President Trump will name the nominee Saturday night.
Who will you have on the show Sunday beside Senator Coons?
We will also talk to the American Airlines CEO. October 1st, we anticipate airlines to begin mass layoffs because they are begging Congress for more bailout money, more financial lifelines from U.S. taxpayers, and Congress right now seems completely stalled on that front. So they are anticipating laying off thousands of people. We will also be talking to, as usual, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, we will also talk to Jay Johnson, the former Homeland Security Secretary, about election security concerns.
Margaret, thanks as always. I'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday, and congrats and go back there to Sacred Heart. Pretty cool stuff.
Thank you.
She is Margaret Brennan here on WCCO. Our news comes up next in just 2 minutes as the morning news continues on a Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.